Thank you. You're listening to Sonic Youth playing live at Battery Park here, live on WFMU. You're listening to Sonic Youth Live from Battery Park here on WFMU. Thurston Moore went into the audience on that one. Sloshed his way around.
Happy 4th of July, everybody. Thanks for coming down. I'd like to thank the Rex
for keeping all those cigarettes out.
I'd like to thank WFMU for being the only America's only real rock and roll radio station.
Tuned in to Sonic Youth performing live at Battery Park City in New York City. Live on WFMU. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sonic Youth Live from Battery Park, where we have our own little Glastonbury on the Hudson. They're performing in a downpour, although it seems to be blowing over now. It has separated the serious Sonic Youth fans from the dilettantes. And Thurston Moore has not electrocuted himself.
Thanks to the awesome feelies. This is for them. guys ready for fireworks? How about those waterfalls? It's pretty spectacular.
Thank you.
fried the cable. Gotta get Bluetooth all up in this piece.
Thank you.
Sonic Youth performing live here at Battery Park in New York City on WFMU. It looks like the rain has finally stopped.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Eyebald of Queens. Steve Shelley of Kalamazoo. Parts thereof. Ronaldo from the island. I gotta be careful. Kim Gordon, most beautiful woman in the world, the west side of Los Angeles. Spot's vacant. This young lady from Japan here I met earlier. A new rendition, maybe? Why doesn't everybody just come up here and sing it with us? These guys are freaking out. Kidding. She's injecting the lyrics right now, as we speak. You gotta take a break.
I know anyway. The last verse.
Sing that twice. Do it. thanks a lot, man.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for coming out to see us.
Happy Fourth.
That was in Battery Park City in New York City, live on WFM.
Are they coming back for an encore?
My guess is that, yes, they will come back for an encore.
That was pretty amazing. She injected the song, the lyrics.
She forgot the lyrics and then went backstage and injected them. And I don't think the injection worked, though, because she just she repeated the second half of the song twice.
I think they're coming back.
No way! There's no way they're coming back. We're here with 7,000 of our friends in Battery Park City. This is one of WFMU's free music series concerts.
With no rain?
It was looking a little bit like the Glastonbury Festival there for a while.
It looked like if they were going to rock out too hard, the rain was going to start coming down harder, but they held back just enough.
And very few people left, even though it was raining quite hard there for a while. Oh, this is WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, WFMU.org. Ken here with Benjamin Walker in the sound tent, waiting for the first of hopefully several encores of Sonic Youth as they're performing here.
All right.
Thurston's coming back on the stage.
They've injected more songs.
Excellent. And thanks to Hot Rod for holding down the fort. She's still jammed today. And also, Hot Rod will be on the air until 7 p.m. tonight, filling in for Bronwyn and Kelly as well. And the full band is back on the stage again.
You know, not to make excuses or anything, but I stole those lyrics from this band Heart, kind of picked it from different records, so don't really mean anything to me personally. Except the I love you part.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sonic Youth live from Battery Park. It looks like they're going to do at least one more song here. Sonic Youth leaving the stage for the second time.
Looks like this is the last one, Ken.
Yes, it does.
It does.
And thanks a lot to Sonic Youth, because it really was the band more than any other party that made this free concert and live broadcast possible. You know, Steve Shelley is such a great guy. He actually went and got free meal tickets.
Really?
All of us? Yes, he did.
So we actually have somewhere to go after this.
I guess you didn't get one, because those were supposed to have been used for lunch. And we also want to thank Brian Turner, our own music director, Brian Turner, who worked so hard to pull this off.
And the 7,000 people that came out as well.
Yeah, and so few of them left, despite the downpour that lasted probably over half of Sonic Youth's set here.
I'm going to grab a few of them.
Okay, you go talk to a couple of people, and then we'll be throwing it back to Hot Rod in the WFMU studio.
Excuse me, what'd you think of the show?
I thought it was pretty good.
Did you stay for the whole thing?
Oh, I came from the very beginning, yeah.
And what are you going to do to celebrate the rest of the 4th of July tonight?
I think I'm going to hang out in Brooklyn to see the fireworks, because it's a better view.
All right. Excuse me.
Hi.
I see you have WFMU t-shirt there, an old one.
Yes. I've been a fan and a listener for a very long time.
So what did you think of the show?
It's great. It's great, and a great celebration for WFMU.
What's your name and where are you from?
My name's Kath Haspel. I'm originally from Staten Island.
There's a lot of Staten Island going on here today, except the last guy,
yes,
he was actually from Germany.
Well, there's a big Staten Island connection with WFMU.
And how are you going to celebrate the rest of the 4th of July back to Staten Island?
I don't know yet. We'll see where the evening takes us.
Oh, thanks. What do you think of the show?
This is my niece, Emily.
Hey, Emily.
Hi.
They're coming back out.
Good God, Benjamin.
Oh, my God. We were wrong.
Thurston Moore is again walking across the stage.
Meandering.
And Sonic Youth again, all five of them, coming back out on stage for their third encore.
They still have a lot of guitars to go through, Ken.
Yeah, there are a lot of guitars up on that stage, probably about 14 of them.
Maybe that'll be the cue. Once we've seen them play all of them, we'll know that they're done.
It was incredible when Thurston went into the audience before, and then he came back on stage and tuned his guitar and continued playing. Ah, we love the hippie noise.
Hey, what do you guys think of Barack Obama? You guys for him? Cameraman, thumbs down. Get the fuck out. I like him, man. I think he's all right. I think it's interesting because like today and yesterday they had all this stuff on the news about him being indecisive, and they're kind of attacking him for being indecisive. But to me, it sort of seems like there's a big difference between indecision and flexibility. And I see the dude as being flexible, which is kind of like a really important kind of element in a politician's mind. That's all I gotta say. So let them fool you. And this song is for all the old people. Because old is gold. It's called schizophrenia.
Thank you.
Sonic Youth live from Battery Park. Looks like they are going to play another song here in their third encore.
Two-door city place for a fireworks show. Guys ready? I'm going to sing right here. Do you mind? Kim just said I'm annoying.
Okay, Ken, now you can call it. I think they're done.
I do think they're done.
I think that's an actual finale. So are you going to remember this 4th of July, Ken, as the Sonic Youth Feely Show or the day that Jesse Helms died?
As the Sonic Youth Feely Show.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
All right, you're even, you know, old-timer. Let's ask somebody in listener land. Hi there.
Hi.
What's your name?
Wolfie.
And where are you from, Wolfie?
I'm from Brooklyn.
Okay, once again, we should put our hands together for the Feelies who got back together just for you guys on this wonderful 4th of July.
Go the same way.
Yeah, so how are you going to remember?
Thank you for making a very, very